Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, a top EU financial regulator has renewed calls for a block-wide ban on the main form of Bitcoin mining, and sounded the alarm over the rising proportion of renewable energy devoted to crypto mining. Eric the Dean, vice chair of the European Securities and Markets Authority, told the Financial Times that Bitcoin mining had become a national issue for his native country Sweden, and warned that cryptocurrencies posed a risk to meeting climate change goals in the Paris Agreement. The Dean said that European regulators should consider banning a mining method known as proof of work, and instead nudge the industry towards the less energy-intensive proof of stake model to cut down on the sector's vast power usage. Next, Microsoft's $75 billion bid for Activision Blizzard propelled Sony to its biggest one-day drop since the global financial crisis, with shares in the Japanese entertainment conglomerate closing 12.8% lower on Wednesday. Overnight news of the deal also triggered a wave of buying across Japan's gaming sector, with shares in Square Enix and Capcom rising by more than 3.5% on speculation that they could become acquisition targets of Sony, or as part of a broader land grab. Shares in Nintendo and Konami rose by as much as 2.51% and 3.25%, respectively, on Wednesday in Tokyo, as investors bet that some Japanese companies would consider domestic mergers as a defensive measure against takeover. And now, KPMG has been fined £3 million by the UK accounting regulator for audit failings at collapsed alcohol retailer Conviviality, the second set of sanctions against the firm in as many days. The Big Four firm failed to gather enough evidence to support its work, or to apply sufficient professional skepticism during the audit of Conviviality's accounts for the year to April 2017, the Financial Reporting Council found. It also failed to document audit procedures properly or to revise its assessment of risks of material misstatement in the accounts as fresh information emerged, the regulator said on Wednesday. Next up, the chief executive of Goldman Sachs has warned of wage inflation everywhere, after a big jump in expenses hit fourth-quarter profits at the Wall Street Bank. In an interview with the Financial Times, David Solomon said that Goldman, like other large companies, was contending with higher wage demands from its employees. "There's no question that inflationary pressures around compensation had an impact," he added. And finally, the car industry has turned on France's plan to force manufacturers to attach the equivalent of a public health warning to their advertising, claiming it reflects the jaundiced view of politicians in Paris, where other means of transport are readily available. The measures, which come into effect in March, will require carmakers to pick from a menu of disclaimers that includes, for short journeys, walk or take a bike when possible, consider carpooling, and take public transport for your daily journeys. The requirements are part of a broader climate change law passed by the French Parliament last year that bans short-haul domestic flights of under 2.5 hours if the journey can be done by train, and imposed a blanket restriction on adverts for SUV cars from 2028. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.